We're talking about Dane County's continuous cover program. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The program gives cash incentives to farmers who convert land used for row crops into areas planted with perennial grasses. And the idea is to reduce runoff in heavy rainfalls. Fifth-generation farmer James Amara talked with WMTV about this funding stream that is helping his farm stay in business.
Every year you just got to go to the bank and get more money and hope it turns around and you can bail yourself out, I guess.
Are you a Wisconsin farmer who's dealt with flooding? Have you planted certain crops to reduce runoff from flooding rains? And could this program help your farm, whether you live in Dane County or in another part of the state? We're at 800-642-1234. Joe Parisi is Dane County Executive. Joe, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you announced this continuous cover program last week. How does this program work?
So this is one of our many partnerships that we have with our local farm families. You know, folks think of Dane County, a lot of times they think of the city of Madison and the kind of urban core of our county, but we're also one of the top 25 dairy-producing counties in the nation. And we have kind of a unique challenge in that, as you know, we have four lakes that run smack through the middle of the county. And because we are such an ag-intensive county also, one of the challenges we have to deal with is runoff when we have heavy rains from our ag lands. And so we've partnered with our farmers on a number of initiatives to help them implement practices that reduce runoff. And this is one of our latest. And we're particularly looking at working with our smaller farmers because, as you know, the farm economy is very challenged right now. You know, in the last decade, we've lost almost 140 farms in Dane County. So what this program does is it works with farmers like the one we just heard from who want to implement some unique practices. One of those practices can be converting lands that are used planted in row crops now that are more susceptible to runoff to grasses to graze their cattle. So what we have is a program we're piloting this year with about $750,000, and farmers can, and that's to incentivize farmers to try one of three different practices. The one that we just heard about is to convert to lands for grazing cattle. The other two options would be to take lands that are in production and plant them either in prairie seeds to grow prairie, which helps reduce runoff, helps hold water to reduce flooding, or to plant perennial grasses as buffer strips between, say, a stream and a crop to help catch that runoff before it gets into the water. And this is pretty much based on the federal crop set-aside program. We felt that here locally in Dane County, there was a lot of appetite for this. We could get a big bang for the buck, both in helping our smaller family farmers and in reducing runoff.
Yeah, so how do cover crops work? How do they reduce flooding or reduce the impact of runoff?
Yeah, so right now the challenge is during different times of the year when you have bare soil and it rains on that, and particularly as we've been seeing in the past few years, as our weather patterns have begun to change, we are receiving more frequent rains and heavier rains. And when that hits the soil and that runs off, that washes nutrients into the watershed that get into our lakes and can feed algae growth. So what happens for example, if someone converts to grazing, you're taking that land that for a good part of the year has a lot of bare soil and you're turning it into grass. So when the rain hits that, it's more apt to stay where it falls and to slowly soak in to the land rather than wash off. And the same with the buffer strips and the prairie. It's the same effect.
So the funding for this continuous cover program, you had mentioned $750,000. It's in the 2019 county executive's budget. How is this divided between farms?
So there's a process where farmers can apply for grants, and that goes through May 31st. So they can just reach out to the county. They can apply online. And again, since this is a pilot, we're going to see how it goes this year. We expect there to likely be more demand this first year than there is funding. But we wanted to start out relatively smaller so we can assess the program and how the implementation goes and how much appetite there is out there in the farm community for doing this. And then we'll take a look at those results and we'll gauge what we do next year partially on that.
Yeah, so this funding then, this would be like one-off cash incentive funding for the landowner. Is that a way you could look at it?
Yeah, and what it does is there's an agreement to keep the land set aside in whichever one of these crops they plant for 15 years. And so what's attractive to a lot of farmers about that, and frankly when you look at kind of our land use in Dane County, we're an incredibly fast-growing county. We're the fastest-growing county population-wise in the state, and it helps us preserve that rural character of the land while at the same time keeping farming an option. If in 15 years they want to do something different with that land, they can revisit that. So instead of having to sell it to be developed into a subdivision, which obviously takes it out of production forever, this leaves options open to the farmer, helps us grow in a smart way.
We're talking with Joe Parisi. He is Dane County Executive, recently unveiled the continuous cover program for landowners to get incentives to plant crops that help reduce runoff, grasses that reduce runoff after heavy rainfall events. Joe, for other counties that may not have this type of program and want to start a program, how did Dane County work these funds into this year's budget?
Well, this is bonding that we will go ahead and bond for, and it's part of our, again, part of our really our lakes cleanup efforts in this county. We're investing a lot of money into these efforts to address the root causes of some of the nutrient runoff into our waters. But what we're seeing also, too, is that this is also a benefit when it comes to our flooding initiatives when we have to deal with. I would suggest that folks talk to their farmers, gauge their interest. We have a great relationship with our farmers throughout the county. The farmers know what needs to be done. They've been great partners for us, and I think if other units of local government, other counties continue to have conversations with their farmers about what they'd like to implement but perhaps don't have the resources to do so, particularly the smaller farms, they can come up with some great ideas.
And as you've talked to county farmers, have you come across any resistance or hesitation about doing this with their land?
Yeah, I mean, this is completely voluntary, so there are going to be folks who aren't interested in it, but what we found is that a lot of folks are interested in it. You know, our farmers care deeply about the land. They want to keep the soil on the land. They care about our natural environment. They don't always have the means, the smaller farmers, to implement some of these practices on their own, however. But what was interesting, you know, with James Amera, the farmer who's we heard from earlier, who's turning to rotational grazing, you know, he said that his grandfather said, well, you know, this is new, but this is the way we used to do things.
Hmm.
So it's really interesting. It's kind of coming full circle for some folks. And, you know, and rotational grazing won't be the thing for every farmer. Buffer, you know, prairie patches won't be the thing for every farmer. But, you know, if you work with them, there's a lot of interest out there. So we look at it as the art of the possible, right? There'd be some folks who may not want to go down that route, but there'd be a lot that do, and we want to work with them to move forward. It's kind of the low-hanging fruit, really. They're folks who want to implement these practices, and we want to help them do that.
You said earlier Dane County farmers have until May 31st to apply, and this is part of a 15-year agreement. What is that application process like?
Well, they just fill out a form, and they have to, you know, talk about the type of land that they're looking at converting and improving. Is it in row crop now, or is it, you know, degraded land that they want to improve? And just fill out a form. It's not, you know, too complicated. And, you know, they can talk with our folks, you know, to talk them through it, to talk about what we're looking for, to see if what they're thinking of might be something that would be looked favorably upon through the application process. And, you know, they could also kind of look and see how it goes this year and see what that process looks like and get ready to apply for the next year, too.
Are there specific eligibility requirements? I'm thinking how much land that they have to own?
Yeah, so it's really not too onerous. You know, it's the minimum acreage is a half acre and a maximum up to 40 acres. So, you know, it's, again, it hopefully will look attractive to some of the smaller farmers. And really, even smaller amounts of acreage planted in grasses can have a big impact. You know, for example, say that your crops, you know, abut a stream. A strip of grass a few feet wide along a stream can make a big difference. It can make a big difference as far as runoff, and it can also then provide even, more wildlife habitat, too. So that's the nice thing. We can target this program to the most vulnerable lands where you get a big return on your investment while at the same time helping farmers maintain their family farm.
And earlier we heard from James Amara, who is a fifth-generation farmer in Stoughton. He talked with WMTV about the program.
I probably wouldn't have done half of what I'm doing this year is if they didn't have that program.
So after hearing that, what are you hoping to further achieve through this program?
Well, like I said, the farmers want to, they want to keep their family farms going, which is getting much more difficult. So if we can partner with them, infuse a little more capital into their operation to help them get going in a new direction in the case of James. But again, not everyone's going to want to go in that direction. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Joe. We have to go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive. We've been talking about a new program that incentivizes farmers to plant crops that reduce runoff. Coming up, we look at the human toll of cold cases and what Milwaukee is trying to do to crack down on unsolved homicides. That's after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.